You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." Brethren, we must pay attention to the words of the scripture. After the Lord had purged the sin of Isaiah, he had a voice saying, "Whom shall I send?" It's comforting to know that despite the numerous number of angels in heaven, God is looking on earth and is saying, "Whom shall I send?" It's a great privilege, because one single angel can do what all of us are struggling to do over the years. One single angel. It is comforting to note that God is saying, "Whom shall I send?" But we must note what he said next. He said, "Who will go for us?" Many people are going for themselves. Many people are going for their pockets. Many are going for their own name, for their own fame. But the messenger that God is looking for is, "Who will go for us? Who will go for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Who will go and not serve his own purpose, and only serve the purpose of the Father?" Did you notice that in Genesis chapter 1, he said, God said, "Let us make man in our own image." Let us make man in our own image. And then later he said, "In the image of God created he him." So you will see God referring to a plural person and referring also to a singular person. Who will go for us? What heaven is lacking today are men that will go for them. There are a lot of men going, but they are going for themselves. Some are going for their families, going for their names. And that is why I want you to note, even when a man starts and he looks as if he's on fire for the Lord, as soon as money starts rolling in, you will notice that his body, his passion, everything will die down, because all along it was about money. When people say they want ministry to succeed, they want ministries to succeed, what exactly is ministry succeeding? God is giving you 5 people to minister to that have no offering to give to you. But as far as you are concerned, the ministry is not yet succeeding. Because see, you want something that you can show off to people, and you want something that can bring finance. Then all of a sudden, you have 10,000 members who are now bringing in money. You can change clothes and eat what you like. And as far as you are concerned, ministry is succeeding. That's why you will be strolling on the pulpit, changing suit every week. And you are so relaxed and confident. You can't even see all the evil around. You can't see the burden in the heart of Jesus. You are not concerned for the body of Christ, because you have actually not gone for heaven. Brethren, God is asking you and I today, who will go for us? Who will give? And the giving, it will be for heaven. It will not be that you are giving so that you can get something back, but because you are giving, that the purpose of heaven can prosper. Who will give their time? Not so that they can be appreciated, not so that they can be commended, but you are giving your time for heaven. You are saying, "God, here am I." Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." Do you know what Isaiah was saying? Isaiah was saying, "God, I'm going to go for you. I will speak whatever you ask me to speak. I am not going to hide. I am not going to be afraid of men. I will tell them everything you want me to tell them. Send me. I am going to represent you till I die." God is asking, who will go for us? May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 78 5:2. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.